Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Big news yesterday, especially if you love fishing and doing activities in the water.
Oh, yeah, I like doing activities in the water.
Well, yeah. So you the
know, people don't like it when I do, but
the Berejiklian government overturned the proposed marine park, which was up and down our coastline, affecting a lot of areas here on the Central Coast.
Right.
So to talk to us about it, joining us on the phone right now, because the phones are back working, which is fabulous. State Liberal Member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch. Crouchy, good morning.
Morning, Mandy. Morning, ACMO. How are you this morning?
Fabulous.
G'day, Adam. You call him Crouchy.
Yeah, Crouchy. Yeah. You don't mind being called Crouchy, do you?
No, absolutely. No, Crouchy's absolutely fine, guys. And I got to say, I liked listening to Show No Mercy before. It's how I felt about this issue, to be honest.
Well, there was a huge public backlash to this proposal, and I know that you were advocating to you know, backflip on it. What do you have to say for all those people, though, that are worried about the environment?
Well, look, this is about meeting a balance, Mandy. And look, I've got to say, from day one, the proposal that was on the table from MEMA, which is the Marine Estate Management Authority, did not meet a balance. Look, some of the greatest custodians of our waterways on the Central Coast are our locals, our local anglers, our local rick fishers, our local spear fishers. You know, they've all got quotas. They're all highly regulated. And the idea of stopping somebody walking down on a Forester's Beach or Wombril and dropping a line in was just obscene. And there was no way I was going to cop that, and quite frankly, neither was anybody else on the Central Coast. We've got a good balance. We've got a great balance already.
And people go on about the environment. I think the environment's overrated.
Oh, stop it.
What's the environment ever done for us?
Crouchy, I'm a local and I love Foresters. I go down there most days, and there was a lot of signage from locals put up about the meetings. Yep. There were a lot of outraged locals about not being able to drop a line in. It's not like I see people coming off that beach with you know, sacks full of fish. They've only ever got a few in a bucket, you know?
100%, Mandy. Look, honestly, all of our locals know the right thing. And let me tell you, they're also the greatest police for our local beaches as well. They're the ones who, I was down at Forres recently talking to the guys, they literally keep an eye on what's going on down the beach because they know it's the right thing to do.
They're called the Forres Mafia.
They can be slightly intimidating, but they do a great job.
A little bit intimidating. Yeah.
There are people who catch fish and don't eat them, and they actually just release them. So
that's correct. Right.
They're just giving them a sore mouth.
Well, they're just doing it for the sport.
Just go, why didn't you just kill me? Now I've got a sore mouth.
The Greens MP Justin Field came out and said a marine park that doesn't have highly protected sanctuary zones is like having a national park that allows hunting.
Well, I completely disagree with that comment. I mean, the reality is that we've seen a growth in marine life on the Central Coast without marine lockout areas. But HMAS Adelaide is a fantastic case in point. You guys would know that place is literally teeming with fish. Yeah. Those fish then spread up and down the coastline. And look, what this is really about, guys, is the fact that we need to be smarter as locals, put ideas on the table. I'm really pleased that the proposal is still open till the 27th of September. And this is really important for everybody to get online. You know, let's make suggestions about artificial, we've got no artificial reefs on the Central Coast other than the Adelaide. So let's look at putting some more artificial reefs in where people can go out there and have a fish. It also encourages more marine life. I said it's so healthy. I met with all of the different groups. We had almost 500 people at the Davo RSL last week, and look, they know that I backed them from day one on this. Yeah. And it's about talking to all the locals. You know, we know our area best.
But the government's the federal government, I think, is a hypocrite. You know, they want to protect the environment and they go on about things like fishing locally at the Central Coast, but they're destroying they've paid a company that gave them free money so they can dig up right next to the Great Barrier Reef. So, you know,
this is about listening to the locals, Akmal. As I've said it from day one, we know the Central Coast best. We've got some really experienced commercial fishers and also charter boat operators. And this could have had a literally devastating effect on both our social and economic lifestyle on the Central Coast. I mean, there are literally hundreds of jobs that revolve around the marine industry on the Central Coast, and they all would have been potentially wiped out.
Well, look, it sounds like the backflip was a good idea, and it sounds like it's back to the drawing board for the Berejiklian government, which is good.
Adam, I don't vote, but if I did vote, it would be for Crouchy.
Oh, well, thanks,
Mark. You heard it.
It's time to move into the electorate, my friend. And, just quickly before I go, guys, one thing I've got to say, just before I go, I was really disappointed in the fact that I was, you know, I'm one of four MPs on the Central Coast, and I was the only one who publicly came out opposing this proposal, and that really is a bit of a cop out, I've got to say. So, you know, to the other three, you know, you need to
shame
lift,
on you.
You need to lift your game. I mean, this is about protecting the people that elected us, and I've got to say, the fishos and the wreck fishers and the game fishers and the spearies and all those guys, they're just normal people, and they're a great bunch of people that we want to help them.
Yeah.
Well done, Crouchy. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
Yeah,
we'll chat to you
guys.
Again next
Enjoy
time.
Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
See you, Crouchy.
Thank you, guys.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO, or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.